The newest classroom building at North Mecklenburg High is on the cutting edge of education trends, and it also feels distinctly old-fashioned. WFAE education reporter Ann Doss Helms tells us about a teacher who believes getting your hands greasy working on vintage cars is a great way to prepare for the future.
Jared Brown loves the sunlight streaming into his new automotive technology classroom at North Mech in Huntersville. But even with the natural light he insisted on when CMS designed the building, you can tell his students can't wait to get away from their desks and into the shop. They might work on a rare 1939 American Bantam or a 1952 Chevy truck. There's a tropical turquoise 65 Mustang and a 2015 Prius that a teacher has entrusted to the students.
They get their car fixed for half or less than half of what it would take anywhere else. So, yeah. You guys might want to roll that instead of carrying it.
Brown is a 61-year-old jack-of-all-trades turned teacher. He says he grew up in Southern California playing in a neighbor's junkyard, learned to love working with his hands, then spent years roaming the country in a 1940 Ford truck that he restored. He turned the bed into a house. Brown still drives that eye-catching house truck to work sometimes, but the brand-new 6,000-square-foot auto shop at North Mech isn't just an eccentric's personal playground. It's county taxpayers' latest investment in a shifting national philosophy. David Casavecchia, who oversees career technical education at North Mech, says he's seen the interest in vocational education ebb and flow.
You know, it's gone from a lot of trade opportunities for the students to everyone thinking that everyone was college bound to now going back to the trades and just providing options for students.
This trend has been building for years, with college debt rising, the middle class shrinking, and employers saying they can't find skilled labor for high-paying jobs. After the recession loosened its grip, Mecklenburg voters approved $295 million in school bonds in 2013. That included almost $9 million for new career tech buildings, including a culinary kitchen at Geringer, a carpentry shop at Independence, and the North Mech Auto Shop. CMS recruited Brown 5 years ago, after he retired from his own automotive restoration and repair business. By that time, Brown's skills included electrical work, plumbing, and welding. He's passing that to his students. For instance, the new shop needs a tire rack. His students took measurements, drew up a design, and started cutting pieces.
See how that goes down in the middle?
And welding them into a frame.
That's a good bead, man. For a first bead, that's pretty good.
Brown says students spend a semester on safety techniques. But if it feels like there's a whiff of danger, well, yeah. While a handful of girls are signed up, he's basically working with teenage guys.
You got fire and electricity and melted metal, you got the interest of young men. It's just scary enough, and yet you're building something strong and permanent.
And that's the heart of Brown's teaching. If you're willing to use your hands, make mistakes, and learn how to fix them, you can build something strong and permanent. And what he's really building, Brown says, is capable young adults with good job prospects. Here's Kevin Guerra, a 17-year-old senior.
He's a great teacher. You know how the class is just like, just repeating off the book, but he actually shows you on real cars. He has actual experience.
Brown helped Guerra get an after-school job at an auto parts store. Guerra used $3,500 of his earnings to buy a used truck that had been donated to the North Mech Auto Shop.
It's a 92 Toyota pickup, DLX, four-wheel drive.
Brown watches and helps as Guerra customizes the truck.
And to get that off, you've got to take the caliper off. But what I'm unsure of is, do you just take these off and pull this off, or do you have to take these off?
I think these, because these look like they've been taken off before.
Okay. And then what I would suggest is you get a box to put all the pieces in.
Brown isn't necessarily pushing a trade instead of college. Guerra, for instance, plans to attend community college before eventually opening his own auto shop. Brown says he thought about becoming a veterinarian and earn an associate's degree right out of high school, but it didn't stick. Instead, Brown became an evangelist for the dignity of manual labor.
There's kind of an awakening that's happening in this country about the fact that not everybody's going to college. And for so many years, blue collar was actually looked down on. When the lawyer has hired the plumber to fix his pipe and sees the guy charge him $150 an hour, it's a wake-up call for some people.
By the way, Brown says he taught his own son to work with his hands as well. That son went on to earn a master's degree in renewable energy. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms in Huntersville.